This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Changes are coming to the two largest newspapers in Lee County, as we have reported within the last 24 hours. Publisher Mark Smith says starting next week, the Daily Gate City and the Daily Democrat will be published 4 days per week. He says a shopper-style paper with news mixed in will be published the fifth day. Do you see more small-town newspapers, Mike, perhaps starting to do something like this, or is this unique to Lee County?
I doubt very much it's unique to Lee County. I think probably a small town newspaper has a tough time getting enough newsworthy material together for five issues per week without recycling some stuff or, you know, putting updates of stories that appeared in a previous day's paper, what have you. I think in addition to that, also, I think it's a good way to cut back on the expense involved in producing a daily paper to back off to 4 days a week or, you know, from four to three or whatever, to drop an issue per week. And the fact that they're going to use that fifth day to put a shopper type of paper together that's got a little news mixed in, probably to take up the slack or updates and things of that nature. You know, that the shopper paper tends to be pretty much a profitable thing for a lot of newspapers. So mm-hmm. I can understand that they're going with that on the fifth day.
I guess I'm not surprised. We've seen this happening at the big city papers, like in New Orleans most recently, going to just a few days a week or totally online. And the smaller markets tended to have been healthier, but now I think maybe they're seeing the effects of the crisis in the newspaper industry. And sadly, it's just the model they have is unsustainable.
It appears these newspapers, by the way, are going to be making some changes to their website as well. Lisa, you mentioned the New Orleans newspaper focusing more heavily on the web. It sounds like the Daily Gate City is going to be doing some things with the website, too. There will be some content that will be available only to those who subscribe to the print edition. Is this a model that can be sustained in a small market, Mike?
Perhaps. Time will tell. You know, I think that the idea behind having a website that's associated with a newspaper is what I think a lot of editors are doing is making sure that the content that's on the web complements and does not completely duplicate the stuff that's in the print version. So I think you can use one as a tease for the other and vice versa, you know, as the story kind of fits. So, you know, to say that you're going to offer stuff to only people who subscribe to the paper version of a newspaper, I'm assuming that would be on the website, that you'd be able to access that because you'd subscribed.
Yeah, it says, to quote an article written by Mark Smith, in the coming days, we will roll out other improvements to the website, including extra features that will be available exclusively to print subscribers.
So that gives an incentive, you see, to people to subscribe to the paper version still, because they'll get stuff that they'd miss if they didn't. So,
will we reach a point in time when it makes sense to get rid of print altogether and require people to subscribe to a small-town newspaper via the website or a tablet or whatever?
Well, they can't do that until they figure out how to make money that way. Yeah. And they can't make money just from subscribers. And that's the print advertising that brings in the real money. And that's why that's why you see these hybrids of print and web, because it's the print ads that generate the income. And they need to either – that's the big question is how do we replace this print advertising based economic model that has supported the newspapers?
Yeah, because newspapers never survived on subscriptions, correct? I mean, it's always been the advertising that has paid the bills.
That's why the shoppers are always kind of the profitable thing for newspapers. And most small-town papers, it seems to me, at least from my somewhat limited experience, you know, most small-town papers have a shopper that they also take a great deal of pride in.
But does that not translate to a website? You could put those same ads on the website, and I would imagine they would look the same. But does that just not transfer over?
They just don't cost as much, and maybe it's because you can – I'm not an advertising expert, so I don't know if it's because readers can click out of them, if they're not reaching the intended audience as well. But it's not as expensive, and also it's going, you know, in some cases it's going to a different audience, so you're not maybe reaching your target market.
The idea that you could click out of an ad, though, I mean, with a print edition, you can easily just skip over it, too. You know, if I'm looking through a Shopper newspaper, I'm barely looking at any of the ads myself. I'm flipping right through it.
Yeah, you are, most likely. The thing is, though, it's kind of like how the two different media deal with, you know, how people use this, the whole idea of space. I guess on a, you know, we have, let's say, a 15-inch monitor or something like that, okay, and then your ad's over there in the corner. Is it easier to ignore the ad that's in the corner, which disappears when you scroll down in a story because it goes up?
Uh-huh.
You know, whereas on a newspaper page, you know, the ad is there, whether you look at it or not, and it's always...
No matter how far you scroll down on that page, the ad is always right in front of you.
It's still there, and what I guess advertisers must wonder, you know, is even though people aren't looking directly at it, is it still getting through, you know, like the logo, the Ford logo or whatever it is, you know, is that still kind of registering somehow in the reader's mind? I don't know. I mean... You know,
so if you decide all of a sudden you need a certain product or service, it's somewhere in the back of your mind that you saw this ad.
Right.
And you refer back to it.
Yeah. Try and do that on the net sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, with a website, and you'll find that the ads will flash. You know, they like rotate and stuff, and you can't find the ad you originally saw should you want to look at it sometimes, you know.
And, of course, pop-up ads, I think, are about as annoying as anything on the Internet now.
Yeah, most definitely.
I should mention, we talked recently in another show about how the model did recently change for the New York Times, and mm-hmm. now more of their income is coming from subscriptions, mostly digital subscriptions, and then from advertising. I think the New York Times is kind of in a class by itself.
Yeah.
But the model had been, for most newspapers, up to 80% of your revenue came from ads, and that's been dropping as newspapers lose subscribers and as the economy suffered.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.